Nerd Soul.
Woo! Ha ha! Late LK at one, y'all. So holding it down, bringing that street geek and nerd soul. What is up, my people? Today, yeah, coming with another wonderful episode of That's Right. Dope, folks. We are here representing. We always have some artists come on, creators, writers, whatever it is. You know what I'm saying? To introduce y'all to some people that are super cool. And before we get started, we have Nerd Soul Light. You ready? Oh, some hi, y'all. Anyway, in this box right here, we have an awesome gentleman. If you could introduce yourself and tell the people what you do.
Yo. I'm Anwar Hassan. I am a MC, producer, you know, artist, all those groovy things. And sorry for the noise I got around me outside. So hopefully y'all can hear me out.
Where you good? You good? So, you've been on. People have kind of seen you, if they're on this channel to a certain degree, on Beats Vibes Life, because I know you through Arcatron. And so you've been on the show for a while. We've been talking and vibing, but we haven't had a real opportune time to get into you musically. So you rhyme, you produce, and you write all your rhymes, hopefully. Hopefully someone else didn't write your rhymes.
I want to write somebody else's rhymes. Yeah. So, and anybody out there, you need
some assistance.
Rhymes written, you know, the vault is. Hit me up for the assistance, and nobody will know.
It'll be between us. So he ain't telling nobody. You know what?
Artist to artist. Yeah. Artist to artist confidentiality.
Yeah, ain't telling no stories. All right, so with that said, when it comes to writing, how did you start as a writer? Did you start specifically writing music or writing poetry? Or do you start writing, were you writing just like stories in general? How did your journey as a writer begin?
I was writing raps first. Dabbling into other spaces like poetry and stories came later. That's stuff that I'm doing more. Well, at least stories is stuff I'm doing more now. Poetry, mm-hmm. I never did a whole lot of, but I started when I was maybe 8, 10, like somewhere in there. I started writing rap.
All right, so.
And here we are.
We've talked about a lot of albums that you've enjoyed during different shows that we've been on, whether it's like Nas or like De La or something like that. When you first started writing them raps, was it the same dudes or was it like different people? Like, you don't have to lie. If like your first dude was like, yo, Craig Mack, you know what I'm saying?
The first people who inspired me to write raps, the first person was probably MC Light.
Shouts to MC Light.
People don't know, I'm a big MC Light fan.
Yo, she dope.
Love MC Light.
Also, don't sleep on MC Light.
Love
MC actress as well. You know what I'm saying? Don't sleep. Like, you know, she be doing her thing.
Facts. She is definitely multi-talented. Definitely multi-talented, man, and worthy, to me, worthy of more praise than she's gotten.
Word.
You know, that's a different conversation. and like a little bit of LL. It's like those were some of my first couple records that I ever had as a kid. So, yeah, like, you know, one day you kind of looking and you're like, man, this is cool what they're doing. I feel like I could do it. Let me give it a shot.
And I
did. And I enjoyed it, man. I kept going.
Alright, so
probably MC Light. She's the big one that's like
cool. Or conversely, on the production side, there's tons of people that have their kind of like their go-tos. Are you a kind of like computer guy? Are you a SP guy? Are you a, you know, MPC guy? Like when it comes to production, when it comes to putting your stuff together sonically, like where are you at?
At this point in time, I'm a hybrid guy, but I started as a MPC guy. I still have my MPC. I still use it to as a part of my repertoire. But yeah, like I started on hardware. Started out with the drum machine. I had this drum machine that I had access to first. Sounded like a pack of wild dogs just back then.
Yeah, but, yeah, I know. He was screaming in the background.
I had
so
no, it was actual dogs.
Oh, word,
it was actually people walking by with a bunch of dogs.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah. So. But yeah, I had a little drum machine that I got a hold of, and then I had we had this little sampler, you know, like not an SP-404 or anything like that. We had a Zoom joint, like a sample track, like an orange and black joint. Okay. And then the MP came later on. So.
All right.
Now it's all mixed up now. I got the little bit of MP, a little bit of Logic, a little bit of Ableton, put it together.
All right, cool. I see you. All right, so going into the music that you make, you've recently dropped a joint that we've been talking about on Beast Vibes Life pretty consistently, which is Fleece.
Pretty consistent, for sure.
Yeah, and I got a chance to check it out. But before we get into Fleece, describe Fleece for someone. Because I have my interpretation, but I want to see how you come with it.
Right. Fleece was something that, Fleece is really sort of a, I don't know, like palate cleanser is maybe not the exact space that I'm trying to think of, but I wanted to do something. I've been really caught on these like small EPs, like these sort of capsule EPs, like three or four songs that have been happening. That's sort of been happening a lot lately. And I just like that idea a lot. Like it just like, okay, well, I've made a couple songs in this space and time, and here they are, and you know, enjoy those and put it on your phone, keep it, and I'll see y'all on the next one. There might be another 3-4 pack, it might be a 2-pack, it might be a full record, but for now, you know, it's summertime. You know what? Keep the party going. Here you go. Here's some new music. See y'all in a couple months with something else.
That's what's you know, up.
That's kind of like what it is to me. It's just like, and it was just a good opportunity to, because I hadn't put anything out in a little hot minute, and it was just like a good opportunity to get some music off my chest. And to sort of introduce the name change.
Yeah, true. Good point. With that said, I'll make a comment on that in a second. But for me, this reminded me of kind of the classic cassette singles from back in the day. You know what I'm saying? You got like two, three tracks on one side, all the instrumentals on the other side.
Yeah.
The end. And I was like, yo, I like not only kind of the nostalgic feel of it for me, but also there is a swing to it and kind of like this, a very East Coastian vibe, but a swing to it that I really enjoy, like this street type of swing to it that I enjoy on a couple of the joints that you have on both sides. When it comes to how you plan which songs come together, is it something that just happens or is it very intentional? Like these three songs were going to be Fleece, or is it kind of closer to like these songs were kind of made in a similar time period, so they're just here?
For the most part, it's intentional. And then there's room for, there's wiggle room for any changes that might need to be made, or unforeseen things, or, you know, so like I will have music that I'm making together, like beats or songs that I'm putting together for a specific thing. And then sometimes something is not dope, or, you know, maybe I want to save it for something else, or it's not coming together. So, okay, cool. Well, I have this. I could put this on here. Actually, this makes sense. Actually, this might make better sense than that. And I tailor it a bit more. Mm. But usually it's like the full, like, it's an intentional, like this, and this. I want to put these together.
Cool. And I feel you on sometimes, like, it's like, I thought I liked that, but I don't, because I remember recently I did two joints with Arcatron, and one of them, like, we, you know how you like sit something and come back to it, try to be fresh with your ears. And there was one of them, and I was like, nah. we both looked at each other like, nah. Yeah, we're going to go in and slide this to the side. We're gonna pretend this would never happen. It seemed
actually,
like a great
idea. There's a song like that from the Fleece sessions. You know, like, I kind of want to do a deluxe version of Fleece, deluxe, and like put out. I want to finish up. Well, I want it. There's a song that I left off of it that wasn't coming together the way I want it, but. I've since figured that song out, and I want to put it out. And there's another one. If you get the Bandcamp version of Fleece, it has the instrumentals and it has a bonus beat all the way at the end.
Yeah.
And I wanted to do a vocal version of that, but at the time, you know, I just kind of wanted to get Fleece out. I kind of needed this to go out the door. So I just say, all right, I'll put the bonus beat on here. But I really want to do a vocal version of it. I started writing it I might do an expanded version with like two or three more songs on it.
Alright, no doubt. So back to you talking about, you know, introducing the name change. Explain the reason for the name change and what you went from, was it a situation where you're becoming someone different, you know, with, you know, maybe a certain point in your life, or is it just a situation where you're like, yo, that's not me no more?
Yeah, all that. Like, I've been chipping away in the music space for a long time. And when you do music professionally, you have a lot of ups and downs that you don't anticipate. You have a lot of hard lessons that you have to eat, a lot of punches you have to eat.
Yeah.
Straight to the face. And it got to a point where I was going by, some people watching may know, and a lot of others probably don't know, but I was going by Haslo, H-A-S-L-O. And all available is on all the streaming platforms. You can look it up, still listen to it. It's not anything that we're ashamed of, or, you know, like, wanna erase from history.
Word.
My internal compass wasn't met, like, the name wasn't matching my internal compass. It just started to be bittersweet, you know, like, I wanted some sort of a fresh start. I wanted freedom to expand in the directions that I wanted to move in. And that name, for me, just personally, internally, mentally, spiritually, represented things that I wasn't really lined up with anymore. And I felt like it was just a time to really consider leaving it behind and striking out on a new path. Like, okay, we've lived here long enough. Might be time to get up and travel and move and see where I land. So that's what I did, man. So far, so good. You know,
I feel you.
Name change feels good, man.
All right, cool. And I kind of
and people seem to like the name change too. Like I've gotten a lot of compliments on the name change.
That's always good to kind of, not saying that you need it, but it's always good to make a decision and people kind of support, you know, the decision. You know what I'm saying? That's always cool.
Yeah. You know, can't be stagnated. It's easy to be to get stagnant and rap. You know, like, it's something that you really. It seems a lot more difficult to fall off than it actually is. You know, so that's part of that. That's part of that. Like, let me stay sharp. You know, like, let me stay glorious. And part of that is just like, hey man, maybe I need to reinvent myself. Maybe I need to, you know, embrace the changes that are happening internally, externally.
Mm. Okay. Now, with those changes that have come, describing, or I guess I'd say this, how do you define or describe your music at this point? Like, say, for anyone who hasn't yet heard Fleece or, you know, any of your older joints, how would you define or describe yourself as an artist or your music?
That's a good book. Probably I would say it's emotional music for people who like lyrics, basically. So like but you know, like,
for people who
emo,
like lyrics,
you know, like a lot, like some people, like it's not emo, you know what I mean? Like it's rooted in certain things. Like it's rooted in Nas, it's rooted in Wu, but it's also honest and, you know, like thoughtful. So like if you like Nas and you like Yasiin Bey and you like Kendrick Lamar and Cole and, you know, like things of that nature, you'll like my music. It doesn't sound like them, but it's the same has the same kind of humanity to it.
Word.
And it's made for you to play it on just speakers. Like it's good headphone music. It's good car music. Put it in the whip and turn it up to the red. You know, I'm not putting all these 808s in this music for nothing. Like you got to.
He said I ain't putting it in there for nothing.
Turn that thing up, man.
Oh man, he's like, Hey, look.
I'm making it for truck volume, man.
Oh snap!
I guess that's the dealer. That's the dealer influence. That's the Dilla influence, I guess. Like, you know.
Yo, man.
It's also like, I need that truck volume. It's that truck volume. You got to turn it up, bro.
That's what's up. When it comes to, I guess, everyone who's been on the show, I've tried to ask them this and see kind of where their head was at. Because as creators, we're all, you know, we're always make something, release it, make something else, release it. And during that time, you create a history, you create a timeline, you create a legacy. Do you think about legacy? And if you do, what do you want your legacy to be as a musician, as NY High Sign?
I think about legacy all the time. All the time. And I want my legacy to be, like a lot of us, I started out and I wanted to be in the conversation as one of the greatest and one of the best in the field. And, you know, I haven't reached those heights. And that's something that all of us artists have to reconcile with, you know, like, what is my journey meant? And so I think now,
okay,
my I think now my feelings are, you know, like whatever's left out there for me to achieve, you know, my door is open for it. I welcome it. It may be heights that I never imagined. It may not get any higher than this, but at the end of the day, I want to be able to look in the mirror and be proud of my catalog. So I think at this point, the thing about legacy that I'm focused most on is, you know, like, yeah, expanding my listenership and creating a community, mm-hmm. you know, like a high science society, so to speak, and just having records. Like so far, I only have one full-length solo record. So as I roll out these next couple that I've been working on and the collaborative projects I've been working on, different EPs, instrumental, whatever the projects are, and there are a lot of them, I just want them to be of a certain quality standard so that when you line it all up, you can go, okay, like this guy just got better and better, and it didn't matter how long he was around. It didn't matter, you know, what was happening in music at the time. He individually kept going higher and kept getting better. And, you know, I just want people to look back at that catalog and feel like there's some classics in there and some life-changing records or life soundtrack records. And for me to be able to look in the mirror and be like, man, okay, and it's just some bumps in the road, but when it was all said and done, like, man, I got my Cuban links, I got my Liquid Sword, I got, you know, my Illmatic, I got this, like, I have my, like, crazy visions out there, and, you know, out there for consumption.
I word up. Well, thank you for rolling through, spending some time with us, you know what I'm saying, outside of BBL, you know what I'm saying? I know, sure. Normally we don't get to get, you know, in the deep mind of High Sign, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean.
See, it's a new rhyme.
The deep mind of High Sign. It is.
You don't even got to pay for that.
You know what I mean? I was stall me out because I'm the homie, so I appreciate you.
But with that said, tell the wonderful people where they can find your music, buy it, stream it, all that stuff.
Yeah. So Anwar High Sign, AnwarHighSign, Anwar High Sign, on all the streaming platforms, on Bandcamp as well. Really anywhere you listen to music, you should be able to find that fleece. And Hoslo, if you want to go back into the earlier works, you know, up to now, Stash Ella, also on the streaming platforms. Follow me on there, man, and tap in with me and leave some comments and some ratings, you know. Like, let's get these algorithms on our side. And as far as social media, you know, I'm on IG at Anwar High Sign, and Twitter is Anwar _ High Sign. One of them has an underscore.
Yeah, I think IG has an underscore. Just it'll be down below, y'all be able to see.
Yeah, it'll be down below. So it's once you see it, you'll be like, oh yeah, okay, that wasn't as hard as you made it. Okay, cool. So yeah, tap in with me. Tap in with me about them rhymes y'all need, man. I have your songwriting needs covered.
Don't sleep on
production needs covered. Tap in with me.
You know what I'm saying? Let that dollar circulate.
Let the dollar circulate, man. me and the Four Horsemen might be attempting to do, you know, something more substantial to get that dollar circulate.
Yeah, we do.
We are people who need the services.
There's actually something that I had planned for that we got coming later that I actually got to get back on to the planning board. So yeah, we here. So we'll talk about that later. But guys, NERD, SOUL, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, all in places. YouTube is the spot to hit that thumbs up or hit that thumbs down. If you hit that thumbs down, all right, you see, See this face? I'm gonna send Frieza after you. All right? He done been dead and came back. All right?
Exactly. You don't want Frieza on your head, man.
Nah, you don't want that. So, podcast, Spotify for music, all that jazz. Thank you for rolling through. And from us to you, we're just saying peace. Thank you.